Pray in the Lust?
Yes, and come on yet.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Shavua Tov. We'll start momentarily. I have a few housekeeping things to do here. I apologize for being late.
Malcolm.
Shavua Tov, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you.
Please join me in saying the Anabekoach. Anabekoach. Gedulat Shemincha. Tati. Zerurah. Alephet Gimel Yotat Tati. Kabel Rinat. Amcha Sagbenu. Pacharenu. No ra. Kufre Shayan, Sinset Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kivavat, Shamren. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kashin. Bachem Tacharen, Rakame Sikatcha, Tami. Gamlen, Betet Reish, Tzaditzat Gimel, Hasim Kadosh, Biro Tucha, Nael Adatah, Het Kufet, Tet Nunayan, Yachid Gea, Ramcha Penei, Zokre Kiddushatah, Yid Gimelamet, Pezayan Kuf. Shavatenu kabel, ushma tziakatenu, yodea talumot, shinkufav tzadiyotaf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column and left column energies of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'ral Chesed Be'emet, Notze Chesed La'alachim, Notze Awon Wafesha, V'chata'a V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, from Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Berichu Ishkinte Bid Hilu Erchimud Hilu Hilu Erchimu L'yachta L'shem Yud He Bavav He The Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Adeinu Konenehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Taneinan Bekudsha Urihu koma de aved leela witata kolaihu kishot yovada dikshot beleit lach mila bialma divae barnash bedach yalea minea ulan haga beya kalana dehakuhu divae. Bar nash ledachya leya mineya ulan haga beya kalana dehakulu ovada dikshot inun wikola itzterich bialma. The energy of this year, 5778, is to bow to Hashem as we in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses in the Tanakh that has this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayitchal vayavo Hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon El Hamelech tavo Natamar Achoti utlabe The second verse is from Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashianayan Tet. These letters are separated by three letters each, and that is the concealment. Chatati odiaha wagoni lokisiti amarti ode ale pashai ladonai yo he wahe weata nasahta awon chatati sela. The year 5777 also has two verses. The energy of the year is that of the wake-up or the goat. The first verse we study is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. So saduni katsipor oyevai chinan. When we take the first letters of these words, we are able to create satsuki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, we're able to create Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse comes from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashianayan Zion. These letters are separated by seven letters each, and that is the concealment. Kim vadonai yo he wahe Elohechem tadevaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 has the energy of the pause. It also has two verses in the Tanakh that connect to this energy. Second Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34 is the first that we study. Raka kohanim ayulimat velo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot vayahaskum achechem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkadshu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishre levav lehitkadesh me ha'kohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letter, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yolayo, Alame, Hey, 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 Aka, Arekaha. The second verse comes from Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu Adonai Yo he wahe ade ad ki biya yo he adonai yo he wahe tur olami. The year 5775 has three verses that connect to the energy of swallowing death forever. The first verse we study is Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni Lo tarpeni ad biliruki. Next is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Udu mikol amachavoyim asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem elai el nachol v'halakti itchem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'chipasti O to b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third is from Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yobed roav yomru ayom. The energy of the year 5774, there's only one verse that connects to peace in the Middle East, and that is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakam ta'tav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu Bnei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying the letters with their root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote ala me mehe shila lahe aka aka heta he zayo ala da la awa he hea yozala me behe he reyo he kome la awa ka layo awa wa pe he la Nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa ta nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me lu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za Hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la he, sa a la a re yo, a shi la me yo he, wa hey me, wa hey wa da nu yo, hey, 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 shi a me me, nu nu a nu yo ta, me be hey, pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la, hey re hey, me cha re, wa me be yo hey hey, Anu wa me he yo, da me be me nud ko, ayo a he be wa, re a he yo be me, he yo yo me wa me. And now we will do the same tool, same technique, to reveal the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. Wa 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 yo yo yo, sa be te a a me. Me be shi la yo he anu a kameta he he yo he nu anu da la he wa he me a yo cha la me re he he yo yo he me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa he nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa Nu yo he he shi ha yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re u yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a la me ta he Wa he wa da la yo, he yo shi a la me, Nuhea nuata me la he pe ayo. Nuko me yo re la he be he me zare. Wa he be yo a he ala wa me zayo. We'll now connect to the Ma meditation. This meditation was taught by the Arizal, who used it to strengthen the unity of the head and the heart. Yo wada, yo wada heya, yo wada heya, wa awa, yo wada heya, wa awa heya. Yo wada, yo wada heya. Yo wada heya, wa awa. Yo wada heya, wa awa heya. Yo wada, yo wada heya. Yo wada heya, wa awa. Yo wada heya, wa awa heya. Yo wada, yo wada, heya, yo wada, heya, wa awa, yo wada, heya, wa awa, heya. Yo wada, yo wada, heya, yo wada, heya, wa awa, yo wada, heya, wa awa, heya. The Sadiqim who left this day, the 10th day of Elul, Rabbeinu Yaakov of Orleans, or Orleans, Rabbi Moshe of Orzitchov, he is the son of Ben Rabbi Pinchas of Ostro, Rabbi Hillel Vitkin, Rabbi Moshe Tzvi Aryeh Bick, Rabbi Chaim Ben Ishti, known as Chaim Ben Benisti, Ben Benist, Rabbi Elimelech Alter Panet, Reb Melech, known as the Dizher Rebbe. And the 8th verse of the Anna Bekoch, we say in a whisper. Today's class is unusual in that we're going to study one of the sections of the Tikkuni Zohar. You can find it on the Unique Astrological Times. Well, you can find it on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In row 19, the second column from the left, that will open up the landing page for the Tikkuni Zohar classes. And we're in class number 38 and section 38A. The reason we are studying this Tikkuni Zohar tonight during the month of Elul is because this is the energy of Elul during the month of Elul through Yom Kippur. It is good to study all of the Tikkuni Zohar.
Chavin ratzin yushvin hada hudikti v'chachayot ratzave v'shov v'gomer v'amar bereshit tamim bat tekunah sare Bereshit Taman Bat Bahai Bat Nekuda Sati Ma Beori Allah Itmar Shemareni Kaishon Bat Hayim Al reshi roshi chachoya rakia vihu tiuk muhu ein bein bayim vial yonim vame mayim tutachanu tunim ela kemala nima vehai nima aliya eat marin malchot nugeta betchavarata afilu kemaila naima uvakutsha barichu mid kadek aim tzadakia afilu kehot hashara vehai hut ayahu hut Desafir leot berit mila uvreta ayehi nima vavlon man viafresh ot berit bein mayim lemayim umena zara abinea keitza achazar al madetahu Uhu beraza, the mila lataho, peri rea, lishabat, itre vidamaim, alaonim, oraita, devakativ, maim techatunim, oraita, deval, ao, mima viyuhu, Ben Tiri Ruyahu Tareyuhu Das Yasod Dayahu Razadio Raita Vayahu Yasoda Vyakaraditaru Yahu Umandimina Razadiakara Datare Torot Keilui Ahadar Alai Malatahu Uvahu Ve'ilin Inundimarim Tilaurayat Achoti Kola Ganda Al Mistare Dam Setoma Vavayahi Yihu Ayahu Neho Niol Beshit Yoma Dishvo Hada Hudiktiv Yehaskiel Mem Vav Yihye Sagor Shashit Yemeb Hamase Yom Hashva Yipatach uvas shiva begim delataha Kno al delat bifini levin diayit mar behu levav Alay v'ani pural ayahi peticha legabe yehu Deinu nishmatim Yit yirin uvalin Dela melavin La vela Osafin lishvatot Velimin tovim Ayehi satima lechom Uvadim da kol hamosif Musafin leya Vedahusafat Nishmata v'yat yarei v'yehi huspat rucha dekut dikdusha v'koh agora korain leya hahiyo nishma itamra v'yishta arani v'y Im hu chacham istalik mimeya hachmetayot
Seim hu ashir dimuna istalak mineya ristarani yavash kamada yehu. English translation for section 38a. The daughter is the image that has been conceived, the point within, the empty space surrounded by dots, and out of her is made the air which flows through and into everything, animating life and synchronizing it with the above. An unwritten commentary is this is a description of the vowels and the energy of the vowels. Because everything, all of the energy is expressed in the vowels. What is the five times light? This is the five times in the, I believe it's the first verse. Not the first verse, but the revelation of light that takes place in the first chapter of Genesis. It is the series of emanations that progressively build the nexus of creation that is making itself continuously. The answer lies, as always, between the lines. The first emanation, the first light, is the recognition of the preeminence of light. It is the effusion of inspiration, the thought, that is the image. And I am adding, please realize thought is in pictures and images, not in words, made up of letters. This is true even if the letters are pictures, as is well known in modern printing technology. Next, there was light. Is the appearance of the light, the image that is the reflected light. Then light that was good is the confirmation of the light analogous to Tiferet on the tree of life that confirms the emanations that have gone forth. Subsequently, the light is divided into the firmaments above and below, finally called the light. Above represents day, or appearance of the constructed form. Below represents the primal substance, the darkness out of which the light is continuously reborn. These five, from Chesed to Hod, are described once again with Tiferet in the middle. Look inside the divine name to see He at its mirror image. The four out of which the ten arise, the four out of which the ten are seen. Yud from the air, or the higher Keter, animates the Sephirot, as the image keeps on becoming more of itself. These 500 years introduce the time span into the imagination, expanding the thoughts, so that in their depth, they may then become compressed into the matter of becoming. Always there is the image, that which the imagination holds on to and lets go. Details of the inner structures, too, are imagined, even to the place where these imaginings take place. What are these kingdoms? They are the various images that are to be reflected. None of these reflections impinge upon each other because of the thread that separates them. That this thread is also an imagined thing, and yet it is super important for the entire process to remain in its proper place. Were these images to intermingle, yes, there would be chaos, because then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be veiled inside these images, and chaotic associations would take place. Every image is the dwelling place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That paragraph, those last two paragraphs, are such a powerful image of what is taking place. There is no separation in anything in the spiritual level. There's separation because opposites separate in the spiritual level. But chaos comes from the intermingling of opposites. And in the physical world, this is what happens. We have a soul put into a body. We see an image of a body. We don't see past the exterior to see the inner essence. And this is what creates chaos. This is the unity of Chokhma and Bina, wisdom and understanding, which is the inner, which is the outer. Are they separated, or do we create the unity which creates the chaos? Likewise, does a thread separate the written Torah and the oral Torah? The understanding of one is separate from the insights one receives about it. The word thread that's being used here is really the concept of a rakia, a firmament. But it's saying here it's a thread, because that's all it takes to separate. A thread. You can have something below the thread and something above the thread. Something below the firmament and above the firmament. How thick is the firmament? This thread is also an imagined thing, and yet it is super important for the entire process to remain in its proper place. Were these images to intermingle, yes, there would be chaos. Because then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be veiled inside these images, and chaotic associations would take place. Every image is the dwelling place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Likewise, does a thread separate the written Torah and the oral Torah? The understanding of one is separate from the insights one receives about it. These insights then have a life of their own, making up the holiness that surrounds the Torah. The chayot, the life, the living things, so to speak. One is the source, and the other, the oral Torah, is the outcome. One is the cause, and one is the effect. The locked garden is the closed focus around which we study the Torah, bringing forth in the moment the oral Torah, which are our thoughts about Torah. On Shabbat, our understanding is open to share with HaKadosh Baruch Hu our insights in awakening the Shekhinah that is always present. It is the organization of the hierarchy of levels of imagination. Imagination as in the ability of the images to bring forth the reflections of their intended form. On Shabbat, those extra souls are indeed helpers for the process to maintain the thread of separation while expanding the awareness of each level individually. This is an unwritten commentary. But on Shabbat, we receive six souls. We receive six additional souls. They are the Nefesh, the ruach and the neshama of the female, and the nefesh, the ruach, the neshama of the male. It doesn't matter these male and female terms are put in the context. A female receives both female and male. A male receives both female and male. These are the six levels. It does not happen except at certain words within the prayers. And this is an important aspect of Shabbat and why the three prayers of Shabbat are so important. These levels are closed to those who do not become one with those extra souls, opening and receiving the addition that is added to them. It is the extra soul that connects the levels in unity, working together while keeping the distances coherent, meaning the integrity of each is kept intact. On Shabbat, the extra soul is added. However, when it is not, then blessings do not result. We have completed the section. Are there any questions? Section 38B. Well, again, we'll read the Aramaic. We're going to go over a little bit of time. I hope you don't mind. But it's important to do as much of the Tikkuni Zohar as possible. And I don't want to do it every day because there's too many other things that we need to do. But when we have the opportunity, we should try to. Mana male ayil. Nishmata yitare pihu nishmata kolchai veishtar yom ha-shabbat ani veishkinta yevashei haki itmane berakan men yavihu Midad nechkan gid, madav v'kol mandi osif, bishvat az kena kepuk gana, zaruayo tatzmeach, ofaki name itzmayach, tovad ya'ilya. Uman Zoroya Pishkin Taleil Inun Nishmot Nitirot Dazarain Mimeinat Mimea Riach Dom Lonely Israel Latata Mizayu Kavuda uvazameina tehahayo mem ta sita yama itpatahat lo itpatahin ta patahat ela befu yasa Kima de atamar petri liachoti rayati yunta utamati sharoshi roshi Bima la tau le hai pi yasa yasa le ga be va via yehu pi ftatcha yasa tim la ugin da tata li bi yoma kedamea le man la it yud via yehi nekuda The comets, tad eat pat hot, pepitach, da yehu vav kad satim, satim the comets, va yehu yud vav sefa, the zarad eat mashich. Mine al ginda patile bioma kadamaya leat yud dea yehi nekuda dekamets achoti bioma denena draiti bioma telita Da Yehu Rai Mehi Mana Yonte Bioma Rabea Tamati Bioma Tamishia Tamonech Oncha Bat Tzion Shereishi Bioma Shetita Eat bar v'ishtachu Yisrael al rosh hameita La Yehu yom hashishi Na mila to b'yoma Shaviya da tzavda Yud yavavdal vaday V'da nekuda V'eat bet Ugin da ziviga letal mi yadi. Hach meyam mi shabbat le shabbat le yir ta hahiyo ta fa de ayahi ach ma tal torah levanihu. Belav lemagana ukmuhu zikrunim levarka kohausif betal Torah tal Torah michiyahu gal neol gal yehu kemagal kal ayehu ramiz geveya Mayayin ud hatom dayayahi yud yomaid yumid tishko chatzan dianun avrin kadishin di gait mar behon tlayatin Tani tsan mireat yedam atam kulhu rahoim umisha al kulhon diktiv shemot bet yashev al haim haver uktiv tachilim tadi tifla lemilshe ish halal Ha al kain, v'kya v'gomer ha-yehu, shaltanu te'ya bishva'a rakiyin, tzadik ha-yehi rakiya, v'falig bein me'ya, l'me'ya bein yam al-ala. Ve'ayehi iyameh alayah uvinyam ta'ata'a de'ayehi imata'a Vialeya itmar ein bein mayim velayonim lemayim titha patonim ela kamila mima kamadiuk buhau meare mit nitin vehai mima ayuhu sadik velav lemagina Ukmuhu kadame ayin, tiku chabarihu, midakadak, imhat speaking, afilu kehot, hashiara, beleyat, mima unma unima, bishara deatika, Kadishi dila nafka mimavo mimavo ala vihai mima ayahi vav mivoa dileya yud disal ka be alright Ein so unachata ad ein tekalit v'ayehi asher ugina itzmar asher amot erech hakad karesh amot inun veot v'hapoka v'ima v'hatzi v'ima ha'ima Rahav HaKoresh HaEchad Darazad Dishaor Komadi Ahiyu Azil Al-Kav Hamada Mai Kav Da'at Vav De'ayahu Mida De'kol She'ora De'gufa Ayahu Nida beinaina leena, vial itmar itzva, alo elokim haya, ayahu sheora diorka vichotame, vaya ayahu yehi, sho shior dakol itzva, V'yatzva, u'shora bein atzva, li'atzva, vav, na, yud, yud, ayahi, mida, shivcha, u'mida, dekol, ane, v'yana, v'yagola, u'mida, defen, Ufin din fin umada dik dik bet setima vekarit patach kamet zveit patach bach beshavit tvean verazada tevachon haikav azil mea shenim vekad Samech Aleph Vav Kade Benachit Letata Legabe Tzadik It Kare Sheor Dekad Salik Laila Legabe Ima Alai Alaa It Kare Kuma Teraza demila vayamadu beamare da shakinta aila'a da yehi omar legalat da yehi galgilta tereishi ushkinta tata'a ya yehi safirad haomar divamina Sheva yomim da ainun, sheva shavachotot. Da ayit behon, Arvain, Utrain, Yomin, Ishita de Kol Shevo, Uveshavo. The English translation for section 38b. By denying the Shabbat extra soul, the flowing of the Shekhinah is static, and the inspiration of the day is missing. Out of this nothing comes, and what has been added are taken away, and blessings do not come through. By promoting the Shabbat and accepting the extra soul, the garden is tilled and the plants flourish, meaning our thoughts that are now on these various levels of unfolding to receive the blessings of reflection, promoting them into being the warehouse of our good. This paragraph that we just read needs to be contemplated. But if you do the contemplation, you're going to find tremendous light within it. That's probably true of every paragraph in the Tikkuni Zohar. Every seed of thought produces souls of its own making that are nourished by the Shekhinah until the time is ripe for them to express themselves, which they do on Shabbat and the festivals. The opening that occurs is the palette upon which the image that first awakens is colored with the particulars of the first inkling of connection between the thought and the form. These openings and closings are links themselves, attaching to each other and then separating. I am adding, do you know what is the form of a thought? It is the picture that is the thought that manifests as the form. Confusing? Contemplate it. The letter Yud is symbolic of Keter, representing the first awareness of the way things work. My sister is the complement, the image that is capable of reflection on the second day. The third day, my beloved, represents the inspired proof of the image. And then my dove, who is the companion of my beloved, goes out to announce the image. Then the entire world is imbued with the image, declaring my perfect one. There can be no other response to the way things work other than an acceptance of the blessings that this enables. This is describing the Trinity, not the Trinity from the church. It's describing the three components, Chachma, Bina, Dat, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. Wherever you find this triple, you find unity. You find the process. Therefore, on the sixth day, the acceptance is shown. Man who appears is both the recipient and the offspring of this acceptance. Man is by extension Israel, or those who have accepted the covenant for themselves. I am adding, if this translation is accurate, the language or those who have accepted the covenant for themselves becomes truly meaningful in the context of the modern question, who is a child of Israel? The seventh day, the recognition of creation, the hidden yud becomes the revealed yud, while the bet, or its dagesh. Consider that the dew of Torah is the awakening of the Shekhinah, hear, especially during her time called Shabbat, via the insights of the week, Shekhinah, is there to revive and connect those, these meanings with their unified home in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of this takes place throughout the seven firmaments, each mirroring the other, cascading in effect the distillation of holiness, understood each to his or her own discernment. It is this qualified discernment that enables the tzaddik to apprehend the differences between the levels, especially in this highest heaven of Rakia. The waters above where the image is born, and the waters below where the image is animated, and lives and moves and has its being. It is a thread of difference that distinguishes them, and this thread is the study of the righteous. So yes, this thread or strand of hair is the connection of holiness above. It is the vav, or connection, that ascends above and below, each without end. This measure of the body is for the awareness of the body, as light is changing the perspective from the material to the spiritual. So we see how one dimension of 10 is applied to every part of the body. Each part may be measured by yud. In the opening of the hand, or the kametz, the levels are clearly delineated, and time is constant, a 500-year span. When it descends, meaning when the thought that is contemplated, this matter, seeks, within it seeks through the various dimensions of Sephirot. When it ascends, finding a meaning, and then relating that meaning above it, it is called stature, because we are attaching the known to the unknown, standing level after level, one based upon the other. Known is consciousness, unknown is unconsciousness. In the counting of the Omer, there is contemplation and meditation. Meanings result, which are the purified levels of the higher and lower Shekhinah, which purifies the lower Shekhinah, through which the lower Shekhinah is purified, regarding her husband, through the mikveh of Israel is Yudke Vavke. The section is completed. Does anyone have any questions? Class is tomorrow. There will be a class at 7 o'clock for the Slichot. There will be a class at 10:30 and for continuing our preparations of the for Rosh Hashanah, and there will be a class at 3 o'clock for the advanced reincarnation. Please join us for all three, or if you only have time for just one. It's all part of the month of Elul and the preparation for the high holidays. Shavua Tov. Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful week. Shalom to all.
Shalom Gadol. Good night.
Good night. Shalom.
To run to off.